Praise the Lord. Church, I said, praise the Lord. We glorify the name of the Lord for bringing us to such a service like this tonight. We're crossing over. He has made us to see the beginning of 2020 and the end of 2020. And we're going to see the beginning of 2021. I praise the Lord with you. And I praise the Lord for you. And I pray that everything the Lord has in store for everyone, the Lord will fulfill in every life in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your power, for your love, for your majesty, for everything you stand for, and for all the promises you have given us from the beginning of the year. You have fulfilled everything to the letter. We glorify you. Accept our praises in Jesus' name. Tonight, as we come to this watch night crossover service, we pray, Lord, you'll be with your people everywhere in Jesus' name. Touch every life. Turn us around. Do good in every life, even tonight in Jesus' name. Fulfill your promise. Fulfill your program. Fulfill your will in every life from tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. We're looking at Mark chapter 4. In Mark chapter 4, the Lord addressed his own disciples. And as we are the children of God, disciples of the Lord, the Lord is giving us the same command and the same proclamation. As you look at Mark chapter 4 verse 35, the same day like this day, the same day like this hour, the same day like this very moment, when the evening was come, he says unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Let us pass over onto the other side. Here we are, coming to the end of 2020. And the Lord telling you, telling me, telling us, telling everyone, let us pass over to the next year. But you see, but the question is, why? As you come to chapter 5, because they actually passed over, and you are actually passing over. Amen. Chapter 5 verse 1, it says, and they came over. Remember he said in chapter 4, let us pass over. And now in chapter 5, beginning of chapter 5, and they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. Seeing them on the other side, we can tell the reason why he said, let us pass over. Number one, it was to make them have dominion over all demons. You find that in chapter 5 from verse 1. Not only that, they were to have dominion over every power of darkness. That's why they were passing over. Not only that, they were to have dominion and victory over disease, that you find in chapter 5. And as they came to chapter 5, every disappointment and delay that the woman had had for all those many years, she passed over and there was victory. We're going to have victory in this coming year in Jesus' name. Number one, you have dominion over demons. Give me a good amen.
Amen.
Dominion over darkness, another amen.
Amen.
Dominion over disease, another amen.
Amen.
All the delays in your life, you are going to have dominion in Jesus' name. Every disappointment, you are going to have dominion in Jesus' name. And then the arch dominion over death, the greatest of problems facing man, they have dominion. And the greatest of problems facing your life, you are going to have dominion in Jesus' name. And so tonight, we're looking at the message, crossing over with the Master. We're crossing over with our Christ, crossing over with Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, the conqueror of Satan and sin. As he comes, he calls us and he wants us to pass over. We're passing over with the Master. As we look at this message, crossing over or passing over with the Master, there are three things we're looking at. Number one, the personal, the Christ present infallible proclamation. He makes the proclamation, and whenever he makes that proclamation, it's infallible. Nothing can change it, nothing can turn it around. Number one, Christ present infallible proclamation. Number two, we have Christ perfect irreversible performance. All that he has promised, all that he has proclaimed, he will fulfill in your life, in every life, in Jesus' name. Number three is Christ prevailing irresistible power. No demon, no evil, no personality will be able to resist the power of God in your life, in Jesus' name. As you are coming over and you are passing over into the new year, irresistible power, prevailing power, overcoming power will work in your life, in Jesus' name. Number one now is the personal or the present infallible proclamation of Christ. Let's look at that again in Mark chapter 4, reading from verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he says unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. It's like the Lord standing before you and the Lord telling you personally, let us pass over. Are you there? I said, are you there? He says, he will be with you. He will hold your hand. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he says, let us. He doesn't just push you forward and say, pass over by yourself, go over in your strength, go over all alone by yourself. He says, give me your hand. And he holds your hand and he says, let us pass over unto the other side. You will pass over in Jesus' name. When Christ declares the word, there are three things you should think about. Number one, the personal proclamation of his infallible word, personal, that he gave to you. And so as you go every day, every moment in the coming year, you will remember that God gave you a personal word, and he says it's infallible. We're passing over. You are passing over with him. He's passing over with you to the other side. Number two is the present proclamation of his invisible word. That word invisible means unconquerable. That it will be done. That there is nothing that can negate it. Nothing that will destabilize it. It's a present word, a present proclamation that he has given, and it will be fulfilled. The present proclamation of his infallible word. And number three is the faith and the steadfastness of the past. He's telling us that what is giving us is perpetual, a perpetual proclamation of his incorruptible word. That word is infallible, that word is invisible, unconquerable, and that word is also incorruptible. He has given us the word, and the word will be fulfilled in every one of our lives, in your life, in my life, in our lives together, in Jesus' name. Number one you need to think about is that whenever Jesus proclaimed the word, that word is personal to you, and that word is also infallible. Nothing can change that word, nothing can change that promise, nothing can change that proclamation of the Lord. Look at Matthew chapter 24, and we're reading from verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You didn't say amen to that. The word is giving us tonight. The word is giving you tonight. Heaven and earth may pass away. All the oceans may pass away. All the seas may pass away. And the world and personalities in the world may put their heads on the ground and their feet on the top, but the word of God will not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. The sun and the moon may pass away, but the word of promise, the word of power, the word of performance, what he will do in your life, that will not pass away in Jesus' name. He declares what will be before that thing actually happens. He tells us in Isaiah chapter 46, reading from verse 10. Isaiah chapter 46, reading from verse 10, he says, is the one declaring the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning. He knows the intermediate path. He knows the very end. And when he says, let us pass over onto the other side, he's telling us what will happen. It will happen. I said it will happen. He declares the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do. How much of his will? How many of his wills? What part of his will? He says, I will do all my pleasure. His pleasure in your life is to pass over. His pleasure in your life is to overcome. His pleasure in your life is to get to your destination. You will get there in Jesus' name. Remember, as we pass over, remember, as we cross over to the new year, whatever may be happening around you, look up and see the moon. Look up and see the sun. As long as the sun and the moon and the ocean and the sea and the land, as long as those things are there, all of them may even pass away, but the word of the Lord will not pass away your life in Jesus' name. His word is personal. Number two, his word is present. That is the present proclamation of his invisible word, unconquerable word, indestructible word. Satan cannot destroy the word of God unto you. Demons cannot destroy the words of God unto you. Evil powers cannot destroy the words of God unto you. What he has said will be done. What he had opened his mouth to say will be done. In your life, in this new year, in your life, in this coming year, every word of God will take effect in your life in Jesus' name. Number two here is the present proclamation of his invisible word. I want you to look at Numbers chapter 23, reading from verse 19. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? Think about it, about that. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he said he will save, shall he not do it? As he said he will sanctify, shall he not do it? As he said he will heal, and shall he not do it? As he said he will deliver, and shall he not do it? As he said, you will cross over and see the beginning of the coming year and see the end of the coming year, and shall he not do it? He will do it. In my life, he will do it. Say it for yourself. In my life, he will do it. It will happen. I will see the glory of God upon your life. I will see the fulfillment of his word upon your life. And I will see all the expectation. Everything you pray about, everything you mention in prayer tonight, as we are crossing over, I will see the fulfillment in your life in Jesus' name. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he spoke in, and shall he not make it good? He will make it good. All his promise, he'll make it good. All his proposals in your life, he'll make it good. Everything he has promised you, everything he has prophesied into your life, he'll make it good in Jesus' name. Look at verse 20 there. It says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. And he hear your amen. The devil cannot reverse the promise of God in your life. Our country's economy cannot reverse the promise of God in your life. Pandemic or sickness cannot reverse the promise of God in your life. Enemies will not reverse the promise of God in your life. Balaam the soothsayer, Balaam the sorcerer, will not reverse the promise of God in your life in Jesus' name. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Performance coming in your life. Look at Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? The promises of God are traveling to you tonight. The power of God is traveling to you tonight. And nobody can stop the flow and the outpouring of the blessing of God, of the performance of God, of the power of God into your life in Jesus' name. In your life, there shall be a performance. In my life, there shall be a performance. Your weakness will turn to strength. Your sicknesses will be taken away. Bad luck will vanish away. All your tears, it will dry up, everything in Jesus' name. I want you to look at number three here now, and it is the perpetual proclamation. Perpetual, that means every day, Perpetual, that means every time. Perpetual, that means all throughout your life. The perpetual proclamation of the of his incorruptible word. It will be done in your life, and what the Lord has proclaimed will be fulfilled, accomplished in every life, in Jesus' name. Jeremiah chapter 1. We're reading from verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 9. It tells us, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord will touch your mouth. This coming year, you must not speak the words of unbelievers, the words of those who are in darkness. You must not repeat the words of your enemy. You must not repeat the words of Satan. You must not repeat the words of the powers of darkness. Only the word of God will be in your mouth. And that word is the word of power. It's a word of anointing. It's a word of authority. The Lord put forth his hand and he touched my mouth. He has touched my mouth. He has touched my mouth. And nothing will happen in your life except what you declare will happen in Jesus' name. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Behold, I put my words in your mouth. Remember, as we cross over, because you are crossing over. Yeah. Nothing will stop your progress. Yeah. And as we cross over, remember, from tomorrow, you will not say any word, any negative word against yourself. Yeah. All you will say is the promise of God. All you will say is the declaration of the Lord. All you will say is the word the Father, Heavenly Father, has put in your mouth. And what he puts in your mouth, that is what you will declare. And when you declare it, it will be done. I said it will be done. When you speak that word of power against any mountain, against any sickness, against any fruitless tree in your life, all those fruitless trees will dry up in your life. Remember, his word is now in your mouth. You will not be talking as you used to talk, and what you used to say in the old year, you'll not say I am, and then you say a negative thing, because there's no negative thing that will happen to you. The Lord said, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. What will happen to that word when you speak it out? Look at verse 12. In verse 12, it says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well. Thou hast well seen. Everything you see in this coming year will be good and well. Your life, it is well. Your family, it is well. Your children, it is well. Your profession, it is well. And as you go out, you will see well. As you come in, you will see well. The Lord will fulfill every good word in your life in Jesus' name. Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. That's what the Lord is telling you in this coming year. This coming year will be totally different from all the past years of your life in Jesus' name. Don't look back, look forward. Don't think back, think forward. Don't think what happened at that time will happen again. Nothing bad will happen again. I will hasten my word to perform it. A performance is coming into your life in Jesus' name. Joy, happiness, success, progress, an overcoming life, an achieving life. You'll be an achiever in Jesus' name. your spiritual life will be up. Your professional life will be up. Your family life will be up. And every good thing you desire, look at it, is coming your way in Jesus' name. The Lord will do it faster than you expected. It will come quicker than you expected. I will hasten my word to perform it. Performance in your life. What are you? Performance in your life in Jesus' name. Let's come to point number two now. Christ, perfect, irreversible performance. Christ, perfect, irreversible performance. Look at Mark chapter 4 and look at it from verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. In verse 37, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Please understand, no matter the situation in life, a man of faith, a woman of faith will always cross over. There may be a storm, the Messiah, our master, will cross over. There may be some danger, but the disciple, the follower of Christ, the one who is leaning upon the Lord, will cross over. Children of God are not surprised because of what happens on the sea, or on the land, or in the air, or in the community, or in the country. Storm, sickness, evil spirits, calamity, whatever comes in the night, whatever comes in the day, is not for you. It will not grab you. It will not pull you down. In spite of that storm, in spite of that sickness, in spite of that pandemic, in spite of that calamity, that word that Christ has spoken, let us pass over, must be fulfilled in your life. I will see you next year. Not only tomorrow, the first day of the year, all through the year, the Lord will keep you alive. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Verse 38, in verse 38, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Think about that. No worry for Christ, no worry for you. No worry, no anxiety in Christ, no anxiety in you. The word he has spoken is greater than every storm. The words he has spoken is greater than every sickness. The words he has spoken is greater than any calamity. He went to sleep. During your sleep, the Lord will be working miracle. He has already sent the proclamation ahead. He has said, let us pass over. And what Jesus said had been registered in heaven. What Jesus said had been confirmed by the throne of God. What Jesus said has already taken effect. Now the storm cannot change what has got to the throne of God, and what God is watching over, is watching over his word, and he will perform his word. Therefore, you can go to rest. This coming year, you will not have hypertension. Worry, anxiety will not give you depression. Whatever news you hear about and whatever you read about in the newspapers, on the television, in the radio, in the social media will not give you a heart attack in Jesus' name. You will sleep well. You will live well. You will remember that the word has been sent ahead and the other side already is expecting you. You will be there. I will be there. We shall be there in Jesus' name. And then they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You see, those were forgetful believers. They were believers, they still called him Master, but they were forgetful. They forgot that he had said, let us pass over to the other side. They have forgotten that he had said, I will make you fishers of men. They had forgotten that he said, because I said I saw you under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than this. They had forgotten that. They had forgotten that he had given them power over all demons, over all diseases, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It is when we forget the word of God, everything he has said, we begin to panic, we begin to fear. Panic is gone out of your life. Master, carest thou not that we perish? We cannot perish, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's my name, tell your name, tell God your name, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish. You will not perish. You will not perish. God says you will not perish. Christ says you will not perish. Angels agree you will not perish. The Bible says you will not perish. You will not perish. And so we shouldn't even ever ask a question like that from the Lord. Carest thou not that we perish? I will not perish. On the sea you will not perish. On the land you will not perish. In the air you will not perish. And then whatever is moving across in the street, in the community, anywhere, will not get to your place. You will not perish in Jesus' name. Now in verse 39, and he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. He says to your heart, peace, be still. He says to your family, peace, be still. He said, don't cry. He says, don't shout. He says, don't fear. He says, don't panic. He says, all this will pass away, but the word of God will remain abiding in your life in Jesus' name. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased immediately. In your life, immediately. In your life, instantaneously. In your family, straightway, it says, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I can picture the calmness of God in your life. I can picture that calmness in your family. I can picture the calmness in your soul. And there was a great calm. There'll be a great calm in your life in Jesus' name. But why? Number one, his promise is greater than the storms on your sea. The promise of God is greater than the storm on your sea. Why? Number two, his presence is greater than all the sicknesses and all the spirits in the world. And the Passover proclamation, let us pass over to the other side. That Passover is greater than sin or self or slavery. You will not come back to slavery in Jesus' name. Number one, his presence is greater than the storms on your sea. His presence, just being present with you, and the Lord is present with you, and that presence will never leave you. Already he has given us the promise how present he will be with you every day of the year, every moment of the day, every minute of the day. His presence will never leave you. And the where the presence of the Lord is, the power of the Lord is there. Where the presence of the Lord is, the performance of his word is also there. So understand, the very fact that Jesus Christ was with them in that ship, in that boat, they should have known there's no way they could be drowned. The Lord knew he was going to Calvary to die for the sins of the whole of humanity, and there was no way he will perish in the sea. And since he was with them in that boat, there's no way they could have perished. And because the Lord is with you, there is no way you can perish. Is the Lord with you? I said, is the Lord with you? Look at Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, we're reading from verse 10. In Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, it says, fear thou not. You know, I don't want to say it's sinful, I don't want to use a strong word, but it's almost like insulting to the Lord when the Lord is by your side and the Lord says, I'm greater than every storm, I'm greater than Satan, I'm greater than all circumstances, I'm greater than sickness, I'm greater than every evil spirit. And he looks at you face to face and he says, fear not, and you're still shivering. That's almost insulting to the Lord. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is present here. He will conquer, he will crush, he will destroy every enemy that comes against your life in Jesus' name. His presence is greater than any storm on your sea. He says, fear ye not. Then he says, for I am with thee. Not I was, not I will be, I am with you. It says, be not dismayed, I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. I will help thee. Amen. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You can go through every day, every night, every week, every month, and the whole of the year with the confidence, with the assurance, and with the boldness, and with the courage that you are passing over, and nothing will stop your progress in Jesus' name. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, it says, behold, all, how many? All, I said, how many? All they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. That stormy sea will be as nothing. That raging wave shall be as nothing. That sickness shall be as nothing. That infirmity shall be as nothing. That Mr. Terrible, Mrs. Terrible will be as nothing. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Verse 12. In verse 12, thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. Verse 13, in verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, that hand will not be paralyzed. Stroke, partial stroke, cancelled in Jesus' name. I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. In verse 16, thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. Your problems, your infirmities, your sicknesses, your heartaches, all the bad luck, all the curses, all the enchantment, all the decision of enemies against your life, the wind shall carry them away. And the one wind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord. I said, I will rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Number two, there, his promise is greater than all sicknesses and spirits. What sickness do you have there? You don't have any sickness anymore. All you have is healing. All you have is deliverance. All you have is health. All you have is the power and the might of the Lord in your life, in Jesus' name. Look at that. His promise is greater than all sicknesses and all evil spirits. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. In Matthew chapter 10, reading from verse 1, and when he had called unto him his disciples, 12 at that time, later 120, later 3,000 plus, later now thousands and thousands, and he calls us together for a good thing. He gave them power. He has not given us weakness. He gave them power. He gives unclean spirits to cast them out. They are out of your life. They are out of your family. To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Amen in your life. Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, reading from verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power. What do you have? Seriously, seriously, what do you have? From the depth of your heart, what do you have? While you're sitting down, what do you have? While you stand up, what do you have? As we're going back home, what do you have? In the new year, what do you have? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over, tell me, all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's the word they are sent over to the other side. And as you are crossing over with the master, when you get to the other side, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's the word he has sent to the throne of God. And at the throne of God, nobody can get there and reverse that. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. All your bones are preserved, your brain preserved, your skin preserved, your destiny preserved, your wife preserved, your husband preserved, every member of your family, your children preserved. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's for me. I said that's for me. I accept it is done in Jesus' name. Look at number three now. Number three is Passover. It's greater than sin, than slave, than dead flesh, than self, and thy slavery. Whatever the world is going to do, whatever the devil may determine to do, and whatever the flesh may think of doing, the Passover. And Christ is our Passover. He's gone over for us already. And because he's gone over for us already, and is by our side, and is taking us over to the other side, sin will not have dominion over you. Self will not have dominion over you. And slavery, you'll not go back to Egypt. I will not go back to Egypt. Pharaoh will not have dominion over me. I was wanting you to say that. The magicians of Egypt will not have dominion over me. They'll not have dominion over you in Jesus' name. All the calamities of the past years will not have dominion over you in Jesus' name. Affliction will not rise the second time. Calamity will not rise the second time. Evil will not rise the second time. The Lord will prevail in your life in Jesus' name. His Passover is greater than sin, than self, than slavery. You have dominion. I have dominion. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We're reading from verse 7. It says in verse 7, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump," a new lump, a new creature, a new spirit, a new heart, a new life, and a new progress in the coming year in Jesus' name. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And because he has paid the price, he's been sacrificed for us. Because of that, I am passing over. Where are you? We are passing over. You pass over in Jesus' name. We're there already. I said, I am there already. You'll be there. Nothing will push you back. Nothing will push you down. You'll be there in Jesus' name. Let's look at point number three now. Point number three is Christ prevailing irresistible power that is going to be manifested in our lives. Christ's prevailing irresistible power. You see, as we go through and we're going into the next year, there is one word you ought to keep in your heart every time, and the word is faith. The word is faith. No matter how dark the world may be, it will be bright for the man and the woman of faith. And no matter what may be happening in the world, the man of faith will be above everything, every time, in Jesus' name. There is great faith, there's greater faith, there is the greatest faith. Look at number one. It's great faith in his irresistible power. Great faith in his irresistible power. We're looking at Mark chapter 4, verses 40 and 41. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Verse 41, "And they feared exceedingly They were astonished exceedingly. They were surprised exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the wave obey him? And if you have great faith in the Lord, the same thing will be done in your life. Look at Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Mark chapter 9 verse 23, as you come to the new year, look at this. And Jesus said unto him, this was just a man like you and I, a common man, an average man. He was just meeting the Lord for the first time. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe, first day of January, if thou canst believe, March or May or July or August, October, December 2021 or 2020, whatever, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth, to him that believeth. When you wake up in the morning, every morning of this coming year, I believe all things are possible. I believe all things are possible. You didn't say that. I believe all things are possible. With that great faith, it will be done in your life in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 11, reading from verse 22. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus answered and saith unto them, have faith in God. That's all we need. Faith will conquer every sickness, every problem, every infirmity. Have faith in God. In verse 23, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Your victory is in the word of your mouth. Your power is in the word of your mouth. Your healing is in the word of your mouth. You will have whatsoever you say. Amen. Amen. Number two, greater faith in his irreducible power. His word cannot be reduced. His word cannot be diminished. His power cannot be decreased. It stands firm. It stands complete. It stands and is going to be fulfilled. It's the irreducible power. And we have greater faith in that. And look at this in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 27. Matthew chapter 15, reading from verse 27. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. The Lord has spoken to her and said, he has said, it is not right, it is not fit to give children's bread to dogs. Never argue with the Lord. She didn't argue. She said, even if I'm a dog walking on four, yet I'm going to eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Look at this in verse 28 now. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. The faith was expressed in the word of her mouth. Let the word come in out of your mouth. Let it demonstrate the faith, act out the faith, and speak out the faith, and believe. What you believe in your heart, you stay with your mouth, it will be done in Jesus' name. And be it unto thee even as thou wilt, even as you want, even as you desire, even as you demand, it will be unto you in Jesus' name. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And from this very hour, you are made whole. You are made complete. Spirit, soul, and body, you are complete in Jesus' name. First John chapter 4 verse 4. In First John chapter 4, reading from verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. I have overcome. You have overcome. All the storms we overcome. All the sicknesses we overcome. All the spirits we overcome. And all the circumstances, situations we overcome in Jesus' name. How and why? How do we overcome? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Whoever is causing that storm, greater is he that is in you than he that is causing the storm in the world. The storms are over in Jesus' name. And now number three here is the greatest faith in his irrefutable power. Greatest faith in his irrefutable power. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, reading from verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We're bound to thank God always for you. I'll always remember you that I'll be thanking God for you. I said I'll be thanking God for you. I can't hear the amen heaven wants to hear. We're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, as it is fit, as it is right, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Some people say, my mountains are growing. Let your faith grow greater than your mountain. My problems are increasing. Let your faith increase greater, higher, more than the problem. Some people say, my challenges are mounting up. Let your faith mount up greater than all those challenges, and faith will always conquer. Your faith will always conquer. My faith will always conquer. That your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Great faith, greater faith, greatest faith, and then the word of God. The power of God is irreversible. The word of God and the power of God is indestructible, and that word will be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Now the Lord is talking to you. Let us pass over to the other side. What are you? Let us pass over onto the other side. I said, where are you? Why don't you stand up now and make up your mind that you're not going to look back. You're not going to look at the storm. You're not going to look at any difficulty, any challenge. Let us pass over. Let us pass over. The Lord is talking to you. You are passing over. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, thank the Lord for the fact that he brought you this far. You're coming to the end of the year 2020, and you're moving on now, and you are crossing over to the other side to 2021. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Forget all the tears, forget all the sorrows, forget all the oppressions, forget all the challenges of the past year, and forget all the defeats of the past years. And now the Lord is calling upon you, and the Lord is saying, he says, I am that I am. He says, is the one that will never fail, is the one that has all power, is the one that says, I am with you until the end of the world, until the close of the age. And he says unto you, let us pass over, let us pass over, let us pass over. Why don't you tell the Lord, I thank you, Lord, your word has come to me. There's no doubt in my heart. We're passing over. We're crossing over. It's going to happen. If there's any sin that is pinning you down, repent of that sin and say, Lord, I turn away. Lord, I repent. Lord, I hand over everything to you. I accept your forgiveness. I accept your restoration. I accept your salvation. I accept your redemption. I accept your word of freedom and forgiveness. I accept your word of assurance. We are passing over. We are passing over. We are passing over. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord, tell the Lord. Accept the word. Heaven and earth may pass away. The sun, the moon, the stars may pass away. The sky may be rolled over. And whatever earthquake may happen, the sea may roar, the ocean may rage, even Satan may brag. Whatever, whatever, the word of the Lord is irreversible, irrevocable, invincible, indestructible, infallible. The word of God will be fulfilled. I will hasten my word to perform it. Accept that, rejoice in that, it will happen. Crossing over, crossing over, crossing over, we're crossing over. Thank the Lord. He says, I will hold your right hand. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It's right there by your side. He's holding your hand. Thank him, thank him. Believe his word that cannot fail. Believe his word that cannot be destroyed. And there's no delay in the performance, in the fulfillment of his word. Thank him for that. He's stable, he's steady, he's steadfast. What he said will happen, will happen. Crossing over. And when you cross over, as you come to the other side, as you come to the new year, you are going to have dominion. You are going to have victory. You are going to have triumph over sin, over self, over evil spirits, over circumstances, over every situation, over calamities, over poverty, over demons, over disease, over death, over everything that comes against your life. Triumph, dominion, victory. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. Count it done. Believe it is done. Accept it is done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is done. You are crossing over. You are moving over. And you see greater things in the new year than you ever saw before. In Jesus' name we pray. If you believe it is done in your life, in Jesus' name we pray. Congratulations, welcome to the new year. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to the new year. And bye bye all the sorrows of the past. Bye bye all the sickness of the past. Bye bye all the calamities of the past. All those Egyptians that have gone under the Red Sea, you will see them no more forever in Jesus' name. It is done. I have received my miracle. Now you are going with the master to the other side. Where are you? Better life, greater life, sweeter life, more progress, more joy, greater healing, greater deliverance, laughter without tears, gladness without sorrow, progress without going back. Up, 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 forward ever, onward ever, upward ever. I'll see you on the mountaintop in the new year in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you have done. You have taken literally the right hand of your people, everyone, every brother, every sister, every father, every mother, every husband, every wife, every daughter, every son, every boy, every girl, everyone believing on you. You are holding the hand of everyone, and you are taking everyone out of sickness, out of darkness, out of sin, out of calamity, out of past defeat, and out of all kind of defeat and degradation. You are taking everyone, and you are taking everyone to the new year in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray as your people come to this new year 2021, oh Lord, I pray miracles they have never seen before, power they have never seen before, authority they have never seen before, victory they have never seen before, dominion they have never seen before. We will see in Jesus' name. I pray that any challenge and any problem, I pray that every sickness, every demonic power that have followed them in the passing year, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, any area and any smell, any stain, any shadow or pandemic, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Every bad luck, every evil spirit, and every defeat and downfall, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, healing for everyone, deliverance for everyone, salvation for everyone, restoration for everyone, resurrection power in the life of everyone, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, you bring new joy in the new year, new victory in the new year, new triumph in the new year, new possibilities in the new year, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray the tears of the past will not follow them to the new year. Defeat, calamity of the past will not follow your people to the new year. Everything made new. Everything made new. Everything made new. And Lord, I welcome all your people, everyone. I welcome you to the new year in Jesus' name. I welcome you to your victory. I welcome you to your dominion. I welcome you into power. I welcome you into victory. I welcome you to a new level of life, new miracles in your life, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome. I said welcome. I said welcome. Welcome to the new year, and the power of God fresh and new in every one of your life, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Enjoy the new year in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.